The G-Men podcast brings you inside our community and lets you listen in on the conversations that empower men to win in life and business.
Sometimes we can't wait for people to come to us. We got to go to them. Let's go. As a man, you gotta have critical thinking in a time of crisis. Be conscious of who you are connecting. Any crisis, you got what? The brotherhood. G-Man! G-Man!
I just wanted to do this call as a pop-up and kind of see if everybody took the challenge and wrote down the top three things that you wanted to accomplish for this month. And actually like put in your calendar, you ready to set it off. Anybody have any challenges with that? I want to make sure that you have your three targets that you want to hit for October. You got your three targets set that you're going to hit. You got your calendar set up on your phone and let's talk about some of the tasks that go along with your challenges.
I'll jump in there. So first task is pay down a $451 debt. Equates to $16 a day for me to save up. So I pay that debt at the end of the month. My second target is finishing the book Relentless, which I'm knocking out two chapters a day, meaning that I'll get it done by the end of Saturday. And as far as the health piece, get in 30 miles. So minimum at least a mile a day, but I am pushing myself after that mile.
Good, good. Anybody else? Your three targets.
And I'd like to know what's a nice book to read?
Neil, so what I like to tell everybody, Neil, is read a book that's going to help you, that's going to enlighten you. It might even entertain you based on where you are in your life right now. Like, I don't, every book, like, even if we say, all right, we're going to read a book, like, I could think of one book that would be great for all of us to read. However, you might be somewhere else in your life. You know what I mean? Like, I think you said you retired, right, Neil?
Yeah.
Yeah, you retired. You might not need, you know, the book I'm reading. I want everybody to pick a book, and that's another thing, too. Thanks, Neil. Pick a book that's going to fit for you right now for the next 30 days.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's go around real quick because this is going to be a short one. We ain't going to be here long this morning. The top three things, goals that you want to hit in October. Do you have your calendar set up? And let's throw in there, and this is for everybody, and let's throw in there, what book are you going to read this month? Or have you started that you're going to read? Just jump in. Let's do this quick.
So for me, one of them was help, and I have about four or five things down that I want to make sure I'm tracking, like exercise, reducing sweets and things like that. And I'm also trying to do a lot less meat, maybe just only seafood mainly. So being conscious of that. Then to get my to get my finances together, I'm gonna automate like all my payments. So I don't have to worry about making those payments out of my account, and then refinancing my house. And I'm also looking at bringing in more income, so I'm reaching out to book self-defense classes for the month. And the book I'm reading right now is The One Thing.
Good. Let me hear from somebody. Oh, Scully, you up?
Yeah, the book for me is Profit First. So to finish that and apply the principles from the book, created a new vision statement for where I am right now with different positive affirmations. So reciting that every day. I created a new morning routine and evening routine And the goal is 6+ hours a night. So just getting in the habit of that routine by the end of the month. And then replacing unhealthy foods with healthy foods in my diet. So I'm reading 30 minutes a day before bed. And then I got the routine set by times and in the calendar.
Good. Anybody else?
I'll go real quick. I know for me, one of my goals is to be down to 235 by end of the month. Also, finish the book Relentless. I keep starting to stop, but this time, go ahead and finish the book Relentless. And then third one, just continue to get my finances straight and just keep trying to save.
Mm-hmm. Give me one more.
Yes, YB. So I'm gonna finish reading Mama Thomas's book, The Secret Behind the Secret to Success. But I'm also gonna tap into Natasha's book, Entrepreneurship Empowered, or the Entrepreneurship Empowered. Run 60 miles or walk 60 miles for the month, no meat, and complete modules in the G. Just complete those modules.
All right. Does everybody have your calendar and your phone set up and put that in your calendar and set alarms for them if you need to? I promise you it's a game changer. Like I put everything in my calendar. Here's the other thing. I just want to add this in for all of us. It's almost like, and I know we men and we want to produce and we love the physical piece. We love the financial piece. We love the physical and the financial piece. But I'm not hearing too many of us, if any of us, talk about that balance piece, like the relationship. And I'm not even limiting it to the core four. But I promise you, like aside from the fact of maybe financially, we're not where we want to be, the relationships that we have with our loved ones, I'm not even talking about your girl. It could be your mom, your kids, like that got to be that. And I'm putting all the vernacular aside. That got to be important. That has to. And I'm not saying it's got to be important. Like we just, all right, let me go on a date night. It's bigger than that. Like it is bigger than that. I've been kind of, I don't know if you want to call it. I've been in a mood the last few days. I don't know if it's like maybe slight, not depression, going in and out of anger, whatever, but I've been kind of withdrawn and pulled back. Just hadn't had that like I need. And I figured out what it was. And I have been moving and grinding so much and trying to get stuff done. But last night I was like, yo, we just gone tomorrow. I got to do like one call in the early morning. And then, I got the BMC call this evening. Yesterday we went to the mountain to walk, but I said after, like, let's just go hang out. Like I not know, like, let's go to dinner. Let's just go hang out. I called Kendall yesterday. We just chopped it up for a little while. Like I broke up the hustle and the bustle. Like I did a shake up. And I know, like, I'm listening to us and it's like, I'm gonna be real. We put our girl and our kids and our family on the back burner. Not that they're not important on the back burner. I know we love them and they're important to us, but we always feel like all of this got to come before any of that. And I said this before, like, I just want us to kind of just move them up a few. And I'm not telling you from the book, bro. I'm telling you from real life, there's nothing more important than making sure that your family is tight, because you're gonna lose them. But it's so important for us to set the tone and set the example like now. And I'm saying this to y'all, like doing my push-ups, exercising, getting your finances right is important. But ain't nothing more important than making sure you set the tone and set the example for everybody in your family. I know kids gonna make their own decisions, but the example that we set, not the words that we say, because I used to give him all the words, but I never gave him the example. And the example that I did give him, watch this, that's the one he took. And he took it and ran with it. I was hustling. He took the hustle to a whole nother level. no matter what, I always take some of the blame for him being where he is mentally, because during that period, his mom and I went our separate ways, and Kendall went with me, and she took him. And because of where I was mentally at that time, I was like, cool. She moved far away, like about an hour and a half away. No excuse. But that's the mindset that I had. And I ain't go see him often. And he told me one day, like, yo, he felt like he was abandoned by me and his brother. And he wanted to be with us. It was at that point, literally, when he started hanging with them bangers. And I still, inside of me, take some blame for not being what I needed to be. And I don't want none of y'all to have to go through what I'm growing through. And so as we setting targets for October, for this month, and like I hear all of us like working out push-ups, and you're not gonna know when that shit creep up on you, because we're gonna be so focused on physically getting right, financially getting right, that our relationship's gonna be towed back. Make it a point, make it a priority. Okay, who you at odds with, who you beefing with. I was on the phone with YB, I think it might've been last month. He said he went to see his mom and in New York. And he was like, yo, I gotta make sure that I do what I need to do to be there for her. You gotta get right financially, but more importantly, you gotta make sure that you are not just communicating, but connecting. It's important. I don't want nobody to have to feel this pain that I feel or go through what I got to go through. Because of bad choices that I made before. And I'm never gonna make that mistake again. So I ain't gonna care about no calls, no traveling. I'm gonna make sure that I put in that time. Don't stress about your financial position or condition. You didn't get into it overnight, and you're not gonna get out of it overnight. It's gonna be over time, but you gotta work on it every day. And that's what I wanna use this 5 a.m. call for, is to create some sort of rhythm for us to where we're not only thinking about physical fitness and finances. We have to add family into that. And this one, I just want us to focus in on what's important. And I know, don't get me wrong, yeah, we need to go get that money. Like, we have to get the money and we got to manage the money, like properly. But before there was money, there was you. There's people, like relationships is more important. I just wanted to share that. That was just spur of the moment that was on my heart. So as y'all are putting in your targets that you want to hit this month, I'm going to ask that you add, like, and make it a priority. How much time are you spending with your girl? Even if, bro, I don't care if it ain't your wife, unless it's just not to jump off. You ain't necessarily got to do that. But even if it's not your wife, if it's your committed girl, bro, not just time, like we're going to dinner. I love what YB said when we got on. He didn't even know what to say, like, for the 14th. It's 14 years. He's like, it's dinner. It ain't no big deal. Like, and that is what we need to get there and then go from there, like, and make those experiences. He did what he had to do. He did what he was supposed to do. Like, we do what we're supposed to do. And that, I ain't tripping. Like, we do the things we're supposed to do. Let's go to dinner. Let's go to the movies. But what about going beyond that? I am just like everybody on this phone. I get caught up with money. I get caught up with that grind. I get caught up with, yo, I got to make this happen. But I'm still losing. It's not always that you got to kick out money. I tell all the kids when they need money, I'm like, yo, let's talk about what's going on with your mind. And we don't ever want to take the time to do that. And then beyond that, show the example. Show the example. Spend the time with your wife or your girl. Call your kids. If they're not with you, go get them more often, not just on the scheduled visits. Go ahead, OG.
Yeah, Coach, I think that it's significantly important, and y'all gotta hear Coach's heart when he's saying that. This is coming from
you know, cats, when you've lived enough life, you recognize, you know what, there's some things you just don't get back. And I think that, you know, when you look back at your sons who are now grown, I need y'all to see that perspective. So he's not just looking at a son. He's looking at a grown man who is his son. And so I need you guys to understand that time is moving and them jokers, they're going to grow up. Like right now, I'm recognizing that my legacy is not money. Need y'all to hear that. Most of y'all are not in a position, let me be dead honest, where you're going to build the kind of wealth where your children's children's children will be able to benefit from the wealth that you stored up from because you got started late. But here's what you can change effective immediately is what can you give them that will change the game? The answer to that is change. What my son, if I drop dead today, my son will be able to say, I watched my father change. I watch him evolve. And I think that if we over these next couple of weeks, I appreciate us being on this challenge, Coach, really figure out like, what can I do to change so that I can model that change. And so that today, you can die tomorrow, the kids will be able to say, nah, here's what I know. I don't get to stay stuck because my dad modeled what change looked like for me.
Yeah, and OG, here's what's so crazy about that, bro. Like, that's what they say to me, man, that change, the change. And it's not something that you talk about. Like, they see the change. They don't hear it. I need to, like, catch that. They ain't hit. Man, that's so deep. You got to change. You got to change.
I almost died in 2012. I thought I had cancer. I had dropped down to 150 pounds from 200. And I was so depressed. I was so stressed. You know, I didn't say I wanted to kill myself, but I said I really didn't care. I'm just drinking. I didn't care. I thought I was done. I thought I had cancer. Went to the doctor, said, look like you got lymphoma. My wife just cry. Wasn't even thinking about being a nightmare. Wasn't thinking about who was counting on me. Wasn't thinking about none of that. I'm just saying to myself, I'm working, I'm making stuff happen. The doctor came back in, he said, well, you don't have lymphoma. I was like, good. I said, what I got? He said, you got sarcoidosis. I was like, give me a pill, like a shot, give me something. He said, there's no cure for it. Even right now, I wake up every day, my body is aching. And in spite of that, I still gotta be a nightmare. Because now I realize that people are counting on me. And some of y'all are just too comfortable. Because you think you sold this and you did that. But life is not one dimensional. And if you don't take the time and get every important area in your life, you won't be a nightmare for the people or the person that you wrote down on that paper that's counting on you.
You have been listening to the G-Men podcast. Like, review, and share this episode if something you heard challenged you to grow and positioned you to lead.